Sarah Gilman on ABC Radio Hobart and across Tasmania.
This is Mornings.
How would you feel battling bushfire on your doorstep for 2 weeks, only to get out for some much-needed respite to find you're fighting a fire on another front? This is the case for Australian author and former King Island schoolboy Bruce Pascoe, who has been scheduled to come to Tasmania to headline today's Balawin Festival in the state's south. He's the author of Dark Emu and has been in the heart of it at Mallacoota in the bushfires in Victoria. But as he heads to Tasmania, or as he landed in Tasmania, it came at the same time that there were revelations on the weekend that Peter Dutton's office, the Home Affairs Minister, had referred to disputes over his identity, his Aboriginality, to the Australian Federal Police. And Bruce Pascoe joins us on the line from Margate. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, I understand you've had quite a hectic couple of weeks at Mallacoota. How has it been?
It's been pretty horrible over there. It's been horrible for a lot of people. 100 people have lost their homes over there. And it's not over. I really regretted leaving, in a way, yesterday. Because there was still fire on my farm and fire on my neighbours and fire across the river. I came over because Rod Dillon and Tracy Dillon asked me to come, and they've been really close to me for a while now, and I just wanted to come, and it's been the best thing for me in a way, because for the first time in a long time, I woke up without looking at fire, so it's been very very calming.
You woke up without looking at fire, Bruce Pascoe, but you've also woken up to stories about an allegation disputing your Aboriginality being referred to the Australian Federal Police by the Minister's Office, the Home Affairs Minister, Peter Dutton. What did you make of that, or what do you make of that?
Well, I think it's part of the trauma that is washing through our communities and washing through Australian mainstream life as well, about identity of Australia itself. And, as Marcia Langton said, Bruce, you're just collateral damage. And, I've got support from the community and family, of course. And I'm so grateful for it. If I didn't have my community and I didn't have my law, I would be devastated, of course, but you just got to understand that these sort of things are happening, and there are really important things to do in Australian life. There are really important things to do for Aboriginal society, and here we are engaging someone like Peter Dutton, who walked out on us during the apology. We're appealing to a man who walked out during the apology. I think it's very sad, but we'll survive it, and we'll continue with our work. And the community at Eden will continue working their guts out on behalf of their people.
Peter Dutton's own colleague, Ken Wyatt, the Minister for Indigenous Affairs, has defended you, saying that if you say you're Aboriginal, he'll believe you. Why do you think Peter Dutton's office has referred this complaint about you to the Australian Federal Police?
I don't know. I don't know why, with everything else that's going on in the world, that is seen as important. I've been helped for 40 years by community to find my family. We still get leads from people to say, oh, I think you should go and see this old lady, that old lady, and that's what we do. We continue to do it. We work within the community, and that's all that matters to me. There's some people think that, my association, family association, is too slim to worry about. I've said that all along, that these are distant relationships, but they're important to me, as is every relationship in my family. I've been to Cornwall, where the vast majority of our family blood comes from. You know, I'm interested in family, and that's what I do.
The complaint reportedly is from an Aboriginal woman and entrepreneur, Jacqueline Cashman. Have you spoken to her at all?
No, I don't know her. I've never spoken to her. I've never met her. So, you know, I'm not going to speculate on what she's done or why she's done it, because I don't know her. It's not my business until we meet to find out why she's got a bee in her bonnet.
What would the Australian Federal Police do, Bruce Pascoe? What would you expect them to do? Have they contacted you?
No. No, I've got no idea what they'll do. I've got plenty to do at the moment.
This is
And I've got my own family to support, my extended family, and the Aboriginal community. We've got a lot going on, and so I concentrate on that.
This is author Bruce Pascoe. He's in Tasmania to speak at the Balloon Festival in the south of the state. Just before we move on, though, as I mentioned, you've been fighting these fires at Mallacoota and, you know, seeing what's happened to your neighbours. Are you in the emotional space to deal with something like this, this official complaint to the Australian Federal Police?
Oh, well, I am. You know, I am dealing with it. And it's hurtful, but... A lot of hurtful things go on in life and you just got to try and survive them.
As I said, to talk at this festival, one of the things that they're talking about is just traditional fire management and the influence or the role the Indigenous community could give or provide to something like the bushfires that you've just gone through. Is this an opportunity for everyone to come together? Is this an opportunity for, you know, the Australian nationally to really look at how in the past Aboriginal Australia has dealt with fire and nature and so on?
I think it is. I think this is a great opportunity for Australia. I dedicated Dark Emu to the Australians. I did that deliberately so that it included everybody. And when we start talking about something as profound as this devastation of southeastern Australia by fire, we all have to come together. There's no, you know, time for argy-bargy. You know, we're wasting our breath if we worry about when a family man prime minister takes his holidays in school holiday time. You know, of course he would take it when his kids are on holiday. I don't care when he takes it, where he goes, as long as he looks after his family. And we have to concentrate on the really important things in life, and this devastation is one of them. We have to have a plan to deal with this fire situation. It's going to be an 80-year plan, and we have to stick to it. And we no use the left barking at the right and the right barking at the left. We all have to work together. It's so important for us to learn how to look after Mother Earth. And Aboriginal people did it for 120,000 years without this kind of thing happening. Aboriginal people saw sea level rise, saw desertification, and adapted and survived it all. So there's a lot of messages to be learnt from Aboriginal communities, and the basis of the society was care for Mother Earth, not individual humans, not for the wealth of humans, but for the survival of Mother Earth. And we've got to get back to that. We've got to say we only have one world. We don't want another. We want to look after this one. And so we can learn from people who developed their society over 120,000 years. And there's some profoundly wonderful lessons to be learnt from looking at how the old people designed Aboriginal Australian society. It's an incredible thing. We can all look at it together. We can all learn from it together. And we can all benefit. Australia will financially profit from looking after their world better. It won't be, you know, a cost to the agricultural or industry. It'll be for the benefit of both.
Just finally, Bruce Pascoe, then, do you support something like a Royal Commission? The Prime Minister says we need to have a Royal Commission into how we deal with natural disasters. Is this the opportunity for the Indigenous community to lay out their plan for how to deal with Australian bush and the environment?
We had a Royal Commission into Aboriginal deaths in custody. Since that Royal Commission, the Aboriginal deaths in custody have risen. Incarceration rates for Aboriginal people have risen. So a Royal Commission is only as good as the government that adopts it, adopts its findings. If we had instituted the recommendations of the Aboriginal Deaths in Custody Commission, we would have increasing Aboriginal education rates and increasing Aboriginal employment rates, and we don't, because those recommendations were not adopted. So if we do have a Royal Commission into fires, we have to adopt the findings. And hopefully Aboriginal people would be part of that commission, not having to, you know, do the bidding of whoever the commissioners were.
Good to talk to you, Bruce Pascoe. Thanks so much for your time.
Good on you. Thank you.
Thank you. Bruce Pascoe, Aboriginal Australian writer and Mallacoota resident, been fighting those bushfires the last few weeks. I think the road into Mallacoota still not opened, partly the main road anyway, and author of Dark Emu.